to another episode of In Poor Taste. This is Sean Kendall here with Eric Driscoll down in J-Pro's basement. How's it going, Eric?
Not too bad. I'm feeling a little bit better than I was over the weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, I was pretty stuffed up. I was actually so stuffed up, I felt like TJ Miller was inside of my sinuses.
In there just fucking screaming about how much he hates Grace Kelly or whatever her name is.
Well, that, Nancy Grace. That, and you know he's that new Mucinex guy, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I don't watch commercials ever, so.
Well, this is the only commercial I ever watch because he's a comedian.
I've actually
genius.
Been meaning to look that up on YouTube.
It's pretty funny, yeah. But, like.
He's in there.
I felt like he was inside of my head, like.
You know, I'm just going to look that yelling, up and watch it while we. While
yelling about Nancy Grace and her face, and it's all out of place. And he just starts rhyming all day like that, just like.
Yeah, up in your nose?
Yeah, and I'm like, TJ, can you stop, please?
Is that how you sound when you're stuffed
yeah,
up?
Yeah, completely stuffed up. That's how I sound. Like Beaker from fucking Muppets. Those damn rascal Muppets.
Goddamn Muppets. Speaking of Muppets, I'm looking it up right now.
Let's okay, see. Do you have it?
Yeah, I've
in got your 1940s projector, you're going to bring it up?
It's Taco Tuesday.
Huh.
Oh, right, then I'll swing by in like 4 hours. Just set aside a few tacos for me.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday.
Hey, that is TJ Miller.
Yeah, it is.
What do you know?
But,
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So how are you?
I'm good. I had a little bit of asthma there for a while, but it feels like it's cleared up a little bit. And this has been Health Talk with Sean and Eric.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better. Do you think it was, you think you had a sinus infection or what?
No, not necessarily sinus infection. My wife... I think it was just like a head cold, you know, because it didn't last that long, but it hit me like on Sunday when I was driving home from our trip there.
That's
to
not
see
good.
Our old buddy.
No good. No good on the trip then, huh? Felt like crap.
Yeah. But I still had fun though, you know.
Yeah, the Ohio flu.
Mm-hmm. It was the swine flu.
Swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
It was the. H1 Route 76.
Oh, man. That's that new strain, isn't it?
Yeah. You can only get it on Route 76 while you're driving.
On the turnpike.
Yeah. How about the fucking tolls coming back from Ohio?
Oh, my
more
God.
than going to Ohio.
I know.
I don't understand that at all. But you stop on the very end of the highway. You get out of Ohio. You pay the toll to get off the highway. Then you go a mile and you pay another toll that's also over $6.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck just happened?
And you know what we did?
What?
We kind of got a little, like, I saw the exit, and then our GPS just, like, stopped working because we were in a dead zone or something.
Oh, shit.
And I saw, like, the sign for Pittsburgh, so I went that way, and we took
376?
It. Yes.
Dude, that's so funny. I took the same exit.
Really?
Yeah, keep going, though. What happened?
Oh, but you got told again, remember? It was another $1.20.
Yeah.
To get through that one. And it's like they're punishing
that's
people
so
from Ohio
went...
to get into Pennsylvania.
So what did you end up doing? You ended up going back towards 76 when you saw the sign for that? Is that what you did? Like the next exit?
Or did you
follow 376
I followed 376.
All the way down?
All the way past the airport.
Yeah. It takes you down past the airport,
Yes.
Fuck that.
And it was like an extra, like, probably 20
10
minutes.
Miles. Yeah, 10
miles. You know,
miles.
It wasn't too bad, but, yeah.
That's so funny because
me being sick.
I had my GPS on. It was working perfectly fine, and I saw a sign Pittsburgh, and I'm just like, here we go. So we follow signs. This is what we do in cars. And I went down 376, but then saw the next exit, jumped back on 76, and had to pay $1.50 to get off. And it was literally a mile down the road. So I paid $1.50 for nothing.
You paid 30 cents more than me to get into Pennsylvania.
I think it was $1.50. I can't quite
I think
remember.
Pennsylvania just really hates Ohioans. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay. Hates them, so they just toll the fuck out of them. They're like, you want into Pennsylvania? Come on in, bitch. $10 just to even look at Pennsylvania. And then once you get
give me your money.
Once you get into Pennsylvania.
Where's my money?
They're like, bitch. We need another $3.50.
No, it was $6.20.
Oh, it was $6.20, yeah.
The first, it was $6.50,
then
it was $6.20 a mile later.
Our third one was $1.20.
Well,
to get on the 376.
It's even funnier because you're driving in Ohio. It's 70 mile an hour speed limit.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you get to Pennsylvania, it's like 55 miles an hour. Give me your money.
And the cops are dicks there. I mean, they have planes flying over Just
yeah, we saw a lot of cops. There was three cops all crammed together on the highway. There was two people pulled over within a half a mile of each other. You could still see the cop behind you while you were passing the guy in your rear view. And there was another cop literally like 200 yards up on the left-hand side, just parked on the side of the road waiting for somebody else to speed.
Yeah, yeah. They were just sitting at the barracks like playing ping pong. And then all of a sudden when the plane's like, got another one, over. And they just jump in their car and take off. And it's just like a fun board game to them almost.
Right.
But it's like, that's the only game they can understand.
They're cheating at it, too.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
But, yeah, we made it back from Oberlin. Saw our friend Joe. Had a good time. It was his 30th birthday. We surprised the shit out of him.
Yep.
That
was cool.
Yeah. I mean surprise. Sean...
We should say hi to Joe. He's not listening right now.
Yes. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. You'll never... Or Fucker. Possibly may never listen to this.
Fucking bastard.
But Sean pulled his dick out and threw it right on his cake. And his crotch cumber fell and slid across the floor. And some old lady tripped over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell. It fell straight into her.
This was dry all. Vagina. This all happened still in the grocery store where we got the cake.
Yes,
my he just crotch has cumber.
A, he can't. He gets excited and pulls his dick out so fast that the crotch cumber
because
was
flying. Yeah,
across the.
Well, it's running tent pole on my dick to keep it erect at
and,
all times.
And since you don't wash down there very good, it's
never. I don't ever.
It's
wash
just
down
like
there.
It's like on a luge.
Eric, think about it. Your body has natural oils.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So if you wash the oils away, it creates more oil. So you have to let them all build up, and then it magically... It's like a body waterfall that carries away all the grime very slowly.
Oh. Okay. Is this grime talk?
This is grime talk with Sean and Eric.
I like that.
Grime talk, health
grime,
talk.
Yeah, grime talk. We're getting serious, people.
Yeah. And again... This is not a comedy podcast. I don't know if that's where you found it. If that's where iTunes is putting it, I can't control that. They put it in comedy, but it really should be entertainment and really spirituality.
One or two jokes, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But we're not just joking around here, folks. We're getting down into the heart of things.
We're digging into the Earth's crust.
If in the past 13 episodes, maybe a joke or two has slipped by or someone has... been given a wry smile from our podcast. You know, we can't help that.
Yeah, HR is actually coming down on us about the jokes.
Yeah, jokes have got to end.
Mm-hmm.
So the jokes are over. You know, the
oh,
the
look, J-Pro gives us a thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, he says no more jokes.
Uh-huh.
J-Pro doesn't fuck around. He doesn't joke around.
But he's still pointing at our microphones with a very questionable look on his face, like very concerned... Oh, what the hell was that?
I had to move my chair.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to give yourself an enema or something.
I'm going to give myself an enema with this Coca-Cola, this Mexican Coke.
Oh, shit.
Real sugar.
Is that what these kids... That's what these kids are doing these days, huh?
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for an enema, look no further than Coca-Cola.
What was that? That sounded terrible.
That was the sound of my thunder.
I'll never do that again. Ever again.
That was the sound of thunder.
So, I read this news story. It is completely ridiculous.
Okay.
You may or may not have heard about this. Even if our listeners have heard about this, it's just so freaking ridiculous, I have to talk about it.
All right, go ahead.
So this guy in West Virginia, this old guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was making his own energy drink and selling it to the townsmen.
That was not West Virginia. That was...
I thought it...
Montana, Missouri...
Okay.
I think it started with an M.
Regardless of the location, this is just too ridiculous. Yeah, so the guy made his own energy drink.
Right. Hick state.
What was in it? It was like lemonade, water.
And meth.
Meth. A few drops of gasoline, he said.
Was there gasoline?
Yeah, gasoline as well.
Nice.
But a few high school girls ended up being hospitalized with internal bleeding after they consumed this. And that's what prompted the police to go find this guy. And when they located him, he was on his brother's property in a, like... I'm not... The article said 40-foot treehouse. or tree fort. It actually said tree fort, so that sounded pretty cool. But it, is it like 40 square feet, or is it 40 by 40? I mean,
that would be 160 square feet.
Yeah, like what are they talking here? They didn't really specify. So
did you call the news and be like, 160 square feet, the square root of 160 is plus or minus 40
I should check notes, feet. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should call those motherfuckers up next time.
So when they when they ascended the tree fort, which sounds awesome.
Yeah.
They found the man.
Depends on who built it, I suppose.
Well, I haven't seen it.
My mom, I love my mom. My mom is the greatest mom ever.
Your mom is awesome.
Would do anything for us, and she loves us with all of her heart. And one day, she got it in her head that she was going to help us build a tree fort.
Oh, shit.
With finishing nails.
Oh, fuck.
So, let's just say that was not
so
entirely stable.
How many of you fell out of the tree?
Nobody did, actually. I don't believe anybody fell out of that over the years. It did sag quite a bit when you went out onto, like, there was, like, an area that was right up against the tree, and then there was an area that was about 6 feet out. And I think we used some sort of, like, cardboard as the flooring. It was bad.
Appropriate.
And you had to kind of stay, like, you had to, like, have a mental image of the skeletal structure of this thing and stand only on the actual 2x4s. But that whole thing would sag. So only one person at a time out on the gangplank.
Yeah.
So that...
Screw the buddy system, huh?
Yeah.
You don't want the buddy system.
No buddy system.
In your fort.
The buddy system is you and your buddy the rope. Hang on to that tight.
So...
It was only like 8 feet off the ground, so it wasn't like you would have died.
You guys
fell.
Were young.
You'd
if
probably
you
break
fell,
your arm, though.
You would bounce.
Yeah.
So
are you saying that this episode is brought to us by Dr. Uncle Freddy's Magical Energy Drink?
That was his name?
Dr. Uncle Freddy's Magical Shed Juice.
Shed Juice.
Shed Juice?
Shed Juice.
Shed Juice.
Well...
Say that 10 times fast.
Shed juice, shed juice, shed juice, shed juice, shed juice. Shed juice, shed juice, shed juice.
Ask me what I'm doing next weekend.
What do you want to do next weekend?
I don't know. I'll have to check my shed juice.
Oh. Decipher.
I want to check my schedule.
Okay, I'm going to reel it
my
back
shed,
in here.
My shed juice schedule.
Reeling it in.
I won't be reeled back in.
We've got a fighter. Captain, we need your assistance.
What is it?
We've got a Moby Dick, sir!
A Moby Dick! It's the Mobiest of dicks!
And it's Harry!
This hairy Moby Dick must be brought to account!
Justice is served!
I believe we've brought it to account! Is there an accountant? Someone? Can you clarify? Can you quantify how much we've brought this whale? No? No accountants on the
Nobody.
Ship?
Nobody.
Nobody here is an accountant? Okay, I guess we'll drag it to shore.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, that was... Ladies
that's
and gentlemen,
our new, that's our new movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our production of Moby Dick.
Yeah, that was.
Thank you very
that's the
much
preview.
For listening. Oh,
it's
the trailer
preview for the screen play. That's the preview to the trailer.
The screen trailer. That's what I'm going to call it.
If anybody needs me, I'll be in my screen trailer.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay, you dick.
Oh, I see what you did there. Still don't appreciate it.
Yeah, everyone's laughing on set. Okay, back to the main story.
Yeah, sorry.
So they ascend this ladder. And they get up there, and they find the man in an adult diaper.
Okay. This is the best kind
just,
for a man?
Just an adult diaper, yeah. Maybe a pair of socks.
I think I did hear about this, too.
And
he's just been living off of it?
Yeah, yeah. And maybe, like, one or two holes in his socks, too.
That's fantastic.
And also, he was reading some kind of, like, Arabic porno magazine.
Nice.
Which...
You don't want to know what it says. That'll ruin your boner.
Well, right. I mean... But the just imagine the muff in that.
That'll soften your cumber, dude.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm wondering what his angle is on the whole pornographic, the Arabic pornographic, because if you would judge him by his picture, which most people do, he looks like
as well you should
an ass like a big redneck asshole.
Yeah,
like just a racist. Belligerent piece of shit, you know?
But he jerks off to Arabic
girls,
now, so there's no way.
He's jerking
so
off.
So he's clearly a good guy, is what you're saying.
He's jerking off.
So clearly he's not an asshole because he jerks off to Arabic porn.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's obvious.
So when they question him, he swears up and down. There's no meth in this. There's no meth. I don't know what you're talking about. They test it. Boom, there's meth in it.
Yeah.
He still denies it, though, during interrogations.
Well, you gotta deny. You gotta lie.
There is no meth. Well, then after a few...
Fake it till you make it.
After a few hours, he finally breaks down and says, okay, I put meth in it. just a little bit to get him addicted. That's it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the customers back.
That was the same...
I think Coca-Cola did that.
That was the exact same business model of Coca-Cola. Shove it up your anus, shake it up, give yourself a fine...
blow a line, because you're coming back.
Give yourself a fine Coke enema. Coca-Cola.
So, his business practices aren't unheard of. Just questionable of today's standards. Because I don't think you can put... I don't think the FDA will allow meth in a... energy drink.
No?
It might be better.
Well, yeah, might be than better what they're currently people are currently drinking.
Yeah.
I think it would be marginally worse, but only marginally.
Do you remember when our one friend cracked one of those in the car and it was just like instant, just like weird.
Yeah, that one time or those 70 times.
70 times.
Every time we hang out with him, he's got to have his Monster, and it just smells like someone crushed up a bunch of Smarties and just blew them up your nose with a straw.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like ayahuasca.
And you can't get them out. And you just, like, want to sneeze.
It's right up in there.
You can't.
Right all up in your nasal passages.
And so are you ready for the finale, the big finale?
Yeah. Drop it on me like it's as though it were hot.
So not only did he admit to putting meth in there... He was like, oh, well, since we're here, I might as well put it all on the table. I pissed in every single bottle, too.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Oh, man. It's the big finale. Everyone, get over here.
I could not tell what you were doing.
It's the big finale, Sean. Quit being a dick.
That's audio gold.
Yeah.
That is audio gold.
That's what Zambelli's production sounds like.
Oh, fucking hell.
With all the screaming, quit being a dick, get over here.
Oh my God, I'm going to edit all of that out.
Okay. Well, that's what I just brought to the table.
The entire story, I mean, not just the finale.
Oh, fuck.
just the visual of this dude in like, I just imagine him wild, shock white hair, like spraying in every direction.
Oh, it was.
And in a dirty man diaper.
He looked like he had a Popeye mouth. Like, it was like, yeah, it was like cocked.
And I pissed in every bottle. Yuck. I gotta work on my Popeye impersonation. That was pretty bad.
It was okay.
I don't even remember. Olive oil. What is he does that. He does that weird. He's got a weird accent.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in so long. Robin Williams had it down.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, that's true.
Olive oil. I can't even do it.
I can't even remember what he sounds like.
I'm gonna have to. We
should get together and just have a fucking Popeye marathon.
Yeah, that cartoon's. How old is that? That was made in like 50s, right?
Yeah. It's like 40s even, maybe, or 30s.
Yeah, man, that is a timeless.
That was another show along with Pepe Le Pew that was based entirely around one character trying to rape another character in the show.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
That Bluto dude, all he ever do was try to rape Olive Oil. It was kind of fucked. I mean, it was really fucked, not kind of fucked. You could not get away with a cartoon like that these days.
No, you can't. Nor should you.
No, indeed. What do you got?
My wife just sent me a funny photo.
Oh, yeah? What?
She says, I call this the Ernest P. Whirl. And it's her making the ew face.
This is perfect for the podcast.
Yeah.
Let me describe it.
Okay.
She's making a face that's like, ooh, how'd I do?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I think that we just painted a word painting.
If you've ever seen Ernest, have you?
Yeah.
Everyone knows
that
famous, like,
yeah, it's funny. I was listening to another podcast today who was also talking about, what's the guy's name? Vern Troyer? No. I was listening to the Judge John Hodgman podcast, and listeners of this podcast probably have heard the newest episode, so it's no spoiler, but the judge was talking about how he confused Vern Troyer with blank.
Let's see if we can bring it up.
Welcome to Google Talk.
Yeah.
Where we talk and we Google things.
Isn't that a thing?
It is. I think that's most podcasts, actually, at this point. It's like
all podcasts.
I'll just Google it on mic. Why not? Fuck it. This is the unprofessionalism, folks, that you've come to know and expect.
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. See, it sounds like Vern. Varn.
Yeah. Varney. Varney. Kind of a loose affiliation, but you know there's a 3-foot difference.
Yeah, and they're definitely not the same person, I think.
Maybe even 4-foot difference.
There's a considerable difference, let's say.
Yes.
It could be 5.
Well, I would say Vern Troyer is the taller man because Jim Varney's dead.
Oh. Ouch.
What happened?
Too soon.
Was it too soon?
Yeah.
Can we rewind the tape deck, Chapro?
Let the man's body cool down first before you piss on it.
And Jesus rot a Christ. Little bit?
Wow. This podcast... Hey. If this podcast wasn't already called In Poor Taste, I'd have to rename it.
That's a good point. Yes, you might have to rename it to, In Poorer Taste.
In the
poorest taste ever.
In Poorer Taste.
Yeah, it's just terrible. In
Poorer Taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll evolve to Emperor Taste. And then we'll have to everybody has to worship Emperor Taste.
All bow before Emperor Taste.
Are you saying they kind of lose the words? Like a few words?
No, just eventually Emperor Taste takes over the entire world.
Oh.
Just because we said Emperor Taste.
Oh, Emperor.
Emperor Taste evolves into Emperor Taste.
Is that our new podcast? Our sidecast?
It's our sidecast, yeah. Emperor Taste.
Uh-huh. Hashtag Emperor Taste.
Yeah, everybody hashtag. I want to see that trending on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and hashtag-agram.
Yeah, if I wake up tomorrow and I don't see this, I'm going to be very pissed off.
Dude, that brings to mind... I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say one thing. That would be almost impossible...
Yeah.
For it to be trending tomorrow because the lag of the time.
I said tomorrow. And you know what really that brings up to mind another thing, another phenomenon. Ever since hashtags have come about on Facebook, people abuse the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, I thought the point of a hashtag was to make a topic that might trend or you're talking about one actual thing and a lot of people might hashtag it.
The thing is they overdo it. They put, 20hashtags just so it'll hit on every fucking thing. And it's,
well, they're making these ridiculous hashtags. That nobody else is using. And it's like, what
that
the fuck?
Nobody else is using.
It makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. We're getting a thumbs up from J-Pro. He agrees with us. My buddy Adam, love him, greatest guy. He posted a picture of his wife and said, hashtag most, hashtag beautiful, hashtag wife, hashtag ever, or something like that. And it's like, I don't think that's how that works.
No, I think you're supposed to put those all in
and
one.
And he might have done it as a joke, too, but... Mm. Then there's some girls that literally, and it's mostly girls, put 15 or 20 hashtags. Oh, man.
You know.
It's out of control sometimes.
When I first saw that, I was like, # pizza for breakfast? What?
Do I dial that and I get pizza for breakfast?
I guess so. Well, hey, get off my lawn! Give us our baseball back, mister! The baseball's mine!
You son of a bitch, that's the 5th baseball this week.
You get off my lawn or I'll shoot.
Why is your lawn so big that we have to scream across it? Do you have a really big lawn, mister?
Yeah, and I keep it pristine and stay off it.
Well, Johnny, shit on it, you fuck.
God damn it.
You old wriggly ball bag of an old man.
I'm calling the sheriff.
Fuck yourself.
Van Kissy Stain got no respect.
I pissed on your wife too, you old fuck.
Well, I'm okay with that. What the hell?
Well, that old man is dirty.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Wow, that is a dirty old man.
That was our neighbors. They just moved in right next to the studio.
Yeah, that was not me and Eric just now.
No.
I just want to make that clear. And
some asshole
listeners.
Kid that I guess his parents have...
Hey, I can hear you, you fucks! You're both a couple of dorks, too! I'm gonna come over there and slap you upside the head with my mushroom cap, you fucks!
Holy shit.
That kid is... Man, there's a pair of dirty
people.
Apparently... Are we sure they're not related?
I got it.
Yeah, it's my grandpa, you fucking asshole! I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna drag my ball bag over your face! I'm gonna plug your nose with both my tiny little kid testicles!
Now that is just... Whoa! That is unacceptable talk from a kid.
Yeah, I've got an idea though. I think the reason why he's such a terrible kid is his parents let him listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Uh-huh. This is our fault.
Yes.
Dude, we are destroying America's youth. Full circle. We're destroying America's youth. It just dawned on me. That's horrifying.
Kids.
You guys, we got to shut this down.
Yeah.
This is having a poor effect.
We were trying to...
Yeah, shut it down, you fucking losers! You'll never accomplish anything in your lives! I'm gonna come over there, I'm gonna shit on your faces, rub it deep into your eye sockets!
What a specific thing to say.
I think he's been watching too much shit porn.
You don't fool anyone with those crotch covers, you fucking losers!
Hey, you don't say anything about the crotch cumber. I'm coming over there. Man, I'm coming across this lawn, little kid.
That kid has some serious balls.
You're out of the balls, I'm going to drag him across your forehead.
Yeah, you already said that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it.
Is this kid stuck on a loop or something?
Yeah, I know. He keeps saying the same fucking thing.
God damn.
Over and over again. I just think it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, you know what else is funny? When I fucking humped your mom last night.
Well, that doesn't seem like something.
Yeah, that's right, you fucking loser.
Is that all you got? This kid is...
He calls us loser over and over again. I know. Man, that kid. I'm going to close the window.
Well, maybe we should go after him.
Is this thing open?
That manhole thing? Oh.
What the fuck?
Dude, that's the fucking spider hatch. That's
creepy as fuck.
That's the spider hatch.
J-Pro has a fucking secret mystery hatch in the wall.
And it's a spider layer of like...
But it looks like spiders caught up in other spiders' webs. Like there's just... All there is spiders in there. They're fuck, eating dude. Each other.
We just popped in on a... Spider sex orgy.
Dude, I can't close it. This is big. This is bad news. J-Pro's gonna have spider eating spiders all over his house.
Dude, they're having like a fucking spider sex orgy.
It's over. This whole house has gotta be fucking fumigated, quarantined, and burned to the ground.
Oh, fuck. Dude, your crotch cumber, too.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to leave it. We have to leave it.
We'll get you a new one.
Oh, shit. We better go to a music break here.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what we're gonna do.
Yeah, who are we gonna play here? I keep getting complaints that we're not mentioning who plays, and I don't decide who plays until I edit them a week later.
Well, you have to do what the listeners want.
What is that?
They want you to name the name of the fucking song before you fucking play it.
That too. Okay, here's a song by Lohio, another Pittsburgh local band. We will put a link to them in the show description. And here's a song by Lohio, and I don't even know which one it's going to be. So look it up in the fucking episode description, you lazy cunts. I didn't make the fucking website so nobody looks at it. All right, I check Google Analytics. There's not a goddamn soul on that website, all right? Get your asses to the fucking website. Listen to the goddamn episode. Listen to the fucking show, all right? For the entertaining value, not for learning. This is a comedy podcast, not an educational podcast, and I don't know who told you that.
We're going to draw our broadswords and
nobody
come after
claimed
you.
That this was an educational spiritual podcast.
Well,
all right?
Then.
All right, so here's another Lohio song, and you can fuck yourself with it. guys do this weekend?
We started off by cracking a mountain avalanche upshift soda. Then, we street looped to Southside, where we ate bubbling hot pizza without burning our mouths. After that, we stole a pedicab and crashed it into Mario's. We were saluted by many cheers from the drunken street crowd while doing naked handstands on the police vehicles. The police were so awed by the hang of our way that they gave us a police escort all the way to Luke Ravenstahl's condo to have a group orgy with the Pittsburgh Passion football team. So I cracked a whole six-pack of Mountain Avalanche soda. My dick was so hard. And then...
We've lost him. Time of death, 5:82 p.m.
Then how are you still alive?
Mountain Avalanche upshift soda, duh. With a taste so good, it'll fuck you up.
Our weasel wranglers are properly trained to handle your weasel the way you would want to handle your weasel. Wear your weasel warm free while soaking your weasel in the sun rays. We will bathe your weasel in mineral water and myrrh. We will do our best to brighten the skin tone of your weasel. Please visit us at www.www.com or stop down to see our fleshy weasels. Wesley's Weasel Wranglers, Wesley's Weasel Wranglers. Wangle your weasels, you little weirdos.
New from Danger Toys. Tetanus is the fun new game where you reach your hand into a bucket of jagged, rusty scrap metal.
That sounds fun. I can't wait.
Whose turn is it?
Go ahead, Timmy. It's your turn. Reach in or touch my kitty.
Yay!
I'm gonna reach my hand in. Don't put away your titty. Ow.
Oh, my hand.
It's so rusty and jagged.
I can feel the tetanus setting in.
Oh, my little 8-year-old boy hand.
And Smell You Later, the fun new game where you guess that smell.
It smells like an Italian hoagie with lots of mayonnaise on it.
I think it smells like,
Hey, kids. I've smelled my fair share of scrot. Them's balls.
Also new from Danger Games Corp, Pin the Tail on the Actual Donkey, Don't Wake Drunken Daddy, and Ice, Dice, or Lice, the hit new guessing game that's sweeping America. Danger Games!
Ow!
They're rad. Alright, so we have a question from Teresa Mother. Lovely name. She wants to know, what is your favorite quote from a cartoon, movie, or television show? What's your favorite quote from a cartoon?
Is it a cartoon, comma, movie, comma, or television show, or a cartoon movie?
No, it's either a here it says...
All right.
Either a cartoon that is a movie or a cartoon TV show.
Well, that wouldn't narrow it down anyway, because all the movies I watch are cartoons.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot you're a 35-year-old adult. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I just overshot. You're a 31-year-old baby.
That's really fucking insulting that you would call me 35.
I know, right?
Everyone older than 31, a.k.a. older than me, is basically dead to me because they're that old. All right, so my favorite quote. Oh, that's my favorite quote right there.
What is it?
It's the quote I just gave you.
I was not listening.
That's why I heard said
some,
that was it.
Like weasel squeaks from upstairs.
Yeah, someone's got a wrangle.
I think the upstairs neighbor gave up on her dogs and got weasels.
I'm going
weasels.
To www.www.com and
weasel. They
slash
sound
www.
Friendly there.
Mm-hmm.
Weasel wranglers.
Wesley's weasel wranglers.
I wish I could get a hand on my weasel. But
the tip of the tongue, the top of the teeth.
The teat of the taint.
What? Unique New York. Unique New York.
Isn't that like
right, I'm ready.
Exercise to get ready to speak naked publicly?
Yeah, that's why we do that every time right before the podcast that we don't record.
We
were just doing like
a
clan.
We've never actually recorded one of these shows. So it's been like Shutter Island kind of all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Shutter Island 3. These guys have no idea they're not potting or casting.
They're neither potting nor casting over there. What are they doing? Nobody knows. They're talking into dead microphones.
Yeah, they're talking into mop heads.
There's only one guy, and his name's J-Pro. You've always been J-Pro. It's always been J-Pro all along.
Fuck. Mine. Blown.
All right, so I think I can answer your question.
All right, what was your favorite cartoon?
I think I'm finally ready to answer that question.
Okay.
But before we do...
Okay.
I would like to waste more time and evade the question a little longer.
How many times can I interrupt you by saying okay?
My favorite quote in any piece of media, basically.
Well, you know, your favorite cartoon, your cartoon character, what is the the thing that you remember from, I would say, okay, let's say your childhood.
Favorite quote cartoon. From my favorite cartoon.
Yes.
Or favorite quote from a cartoon. Let's see here. Oh, there's one quote that I really liked was from the old X-Men cartoon, and Rogue was like very Baton Rouge, kind of Southern Louisiana accent. Like straight out of the bayou.
Like that Creole.
Yeah. Like sugar mom. Hey, sugar. You know, like kind of so she said to Cyclops, "You look as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, sugar."
Ooh, yeah.
And I liked that quote. I used that after that a lot.
I like that. Because I like...
Long-tailed cat.
I loved that X-Men.
In a room full of rocking chairs.
I used to run home from elementary school, and school let out at 3:15. And it came on at 3:30.
Nice.
So that means I had 15 minutes to get home.
You just had to get there.
Yes.
Did you ride the bus or run?
Well, that I had an option. But the thing was, is if I rode the bus, I was the last stop.
Oh.
So it took like 45 minutes to get around.
What, were you close to the school?
Yeah, I was probably about a mile and a half away.
Okay.
And there was
it was 45 minutes of riding a bus or 10 minutes of walking. 20 minutes, maybe.
Well, about 15 minutes of a full sprint.
Oh, Jesus.
Mind you, I was like 12. I had little legs.
Yeah, small.
Yes.
Okay, what about taking a bike? Is that out of the question?
Oh, I did at times. I did take a bike because I was serious into BMX, so.
Yeah.
Either or. It took me that amount of time to get home and to get set up for X-Men at 3:30.
So you got there and the beginning credits just ended.
As soon as I you'd hear like, oh, that's the remote.
Oh, it's the sound of the remote?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great Foley work.
Yeah. Okay, I got a hold of the remote now. And then it was like,
that's a striking rendition.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Child boner. I shouldn't say that. Oh, that is terrible. J-Pro just shook his head and gave me 5 thumbs down. I don't know.
I don't remember that exactly what that.
Well, it was like a fucking sweet ass 80s metal guitar.
It was fucking sweet. That's better. It's better than what you did before, I think. It's closer. Yeah. Yeah, that song was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that show was awesome. what else? Did you have another one in mind?
Oh, yes. Well, I have mine. Do you want to hear my favorite?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Did you have one? You said another
we have
quote
another
in mind?
Question because we definitely do not have another question.
Oh, there's no questions.
No, but mine is from a fellow named Heifer. Do you remember him?
Oh, dude, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another one too. So go ahead.
From
that's such a great show, Rocco's Modern.
Yeah,
Life.
Yeah, Rocco's Modern Life.
I have.
You do. You
the
have
entire
like,
series.
It takes up
on
his
DVD.
Entire. He has a whole.
No. It's just one little. It's just that's Dragon Ball Z.
I'm trying to paint a picture for the listeners. Okay?
This is Dragon Ball Z you're thinking of. Because I have everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. You have 2 whole china cabinets full of Dragon Ball Z and Rocko's Modern Life.
Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball GT.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. There's two different ones.
And the bottom right corner has the entire, every episode of the Fraggles.
Okay. So mine is, give me a Meribet now. That was it.
I'm glad that there's a windscreen and 6 feet between us.
Yes.
Because I am afraid to be downwind of that Arby's burp.
It was an Arby's.
This burp brought to you by
Slurbies.
Blarbies.
So anyway, yes, that was my favorite quote. And he actually did burp while he did it because this was the episode where they joined the scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to do a talent show. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone has their talent picked out except for Heifer.
Oh, he just straight
And he
burps.
Has no idea what he's going to do, right?
Yeah.
So he comes up to his turn, and he's super nervous. So he chugs a ton of water. Just like that. He chugs a ton of water and then comes out on stage and he doesn't know what to say, and then all of a sudden he just burps, "Give me a merit badge now." And like, it's so epic that, like, yeah, you know, people's eyelids are being,
I think I remember this scene,
like, sucked back and their lips are, yeah, exactly. And then there's just a moment of silence and they're all staring at him and the whole room's just wrecked. And yeah, they're all like, "Hey, woo, yeah, it was awesome." And then he wins, right?
So yeah, I remember that.
His scout group gets to go to space camp because they win.
Oh, nice.
But his parents won't let him go, or his dad.
Yeah.
The wolf. Yeah. Another weird thing.
Oh, did you see the episode that explains that?
No, I didn't. Or I might have, but I'm just like, repressed.
When they got him, they got him for dinner. And they named him Dinner, I think. And he's got a tattoo. He's got tattoos of where they were going to cut
him. I know he has tattoos, but I didn't realize that's what they were for. Oh.
And then they fell in love with him and kept him as a son. So I thought of another quote.
Okay.
Another really great quote.
Wait. I just wanted to finish that. Like, what happened?
Oh.
So, yeah, they win, and then they're, like, allowed to go to space camp, but Heifer's not. And then they go to space camp, they learn how to fly the shuttle, and they steal the fucking shuttle and fly it from Dingawagaland, I don't know where.
So racist. Go ahead.
They land on Heifer's roof, and then his dad feels bad, and then he's like, "Okay, son, you can go." And he fucking, and they take off into space. Best fucking episode ever.
That's ludicrous. We need to watch that. Do you remember Real Monsters?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember Crumb?
Is that his name? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the one that held the eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one episode, and this was the funniest thing I had ever heard him at that age, and for years after that, and I lost it. And I actually used to record cartoons on an audio cassette and listen to them before I went to sleep, so I heard this a million times. But Crumb somehow loses his eye, right? Like, loses it, can't find it, doesn't know where he placed it, misplaces it.
Yeah.
So Crumb misplaces his eye, and he goes, "Oh, man, that's the 7th time this week I've lost my eye." And I just lost it, because as a kid, like, you've lost your eye 7 times in a week. Like,
that's the whole, every day.
The poke your eye out kind of thing.
So, like, basically,
from that angle,
I've lost my eye.
Well, on average, every day. You could do it 3 times in a day, and then...
He could, might as well just say, "I've lost my eye on any day that ends in Y."
Well, the funny part is, like, you gouge your eye out, you could call it losing your eye. So when I'm a little kid, that's where my mind went. Like, I got my eye gouged out 7 times this week, which would be physically, mathematically impossible.
I have adult brain right now. My adult brain is on.
Yeah, what the fuck is the matter with you, adult brain?
Check your adult brain at the door.
Hey, what's up, adult brain? Jesus Christ. All right, well, did you have any? Did you think of any other quotes that are good?
Well, not necessarily any quotes, but I did have something funny I wanted to bring up real quick, just maybe a segue to go out and let people think about this and let it sink in. But we were cleaning up a bunch of old emails at work the other day, just trying to tighten things up, streamline it a little bit so everything works a little more efficient and things are easy to find. But a guy that used to work there, it was an American guy, but he was interested in some of the Bosnian people that we work with. And they're basically refugees from the war. So he was at one point trying to learn how to speak Bosnian, and he had one of the guys send him emails to him every day, and he had to figure out how to translate it, right? So one of them that we found... We didn't really understand what it said, so we got one of the guys from Bosnia to come read it for us. And as soon as he looked at it, he fucking just cracked up laughing. He lost it. And we're like, "Whoa, what does it say?" And he said, basically, it roughly translates to, "I'll fuck you in the ass, but it doesn't make me gay." Hmm.
And that was from where?
An email at work. But it was just like... This other Bosnian guy at one point was trying to help him learn Bosnian by sending him like a daily cool, like,
so joke's on him.
Yeah, he was like fucking with him the whole time, just teaching him how to say like
terrible things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were
like,
we
you
were,
would do to a parrot.
Yes, yes. But this very guy, nice. No, he was totally like, he totally believed.
Were they
it.
Friends then?
Oh, or yeah. I mean, they worked side by side, but they were just like, that's that other, the Bosnian guy's mentality. He's just a funny prankster, and nice. He got him good. He got him good.
I approve.
All right, well, that's all I have for tonight. I'm pretty tapped. My tap has run dry.
You done tapped on out.
Tapped that ass.
You tapped that ass dry.
Oh, you've tapped my ass dry, Sean.
That's fine by me, and I'll do it again.
See?
Huh? That's every episode on importation.
Can I have at least 1 week to recharge? my ass?
No, we're going to have to record again Sunday, so we got 4 days to recharge.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to apply some ointment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to apply some ointment to my editing fingers.
Uh-huh.
Your editing hand is strong.
You're
going
to be editing for, like, 10 months.
Yep. And so. It's all for the listener, so mm-hmm. I hope everyone appreciates it. This has been another episode of In Poor Taste. Check us out on iTunes if you haven't yet. Give us a...
Chiggity check.
Give us a rate, give us a review, and subscribe, not necessarily in that order. Check us out on Stitcher, too. You can search on either of those for In Poor Taste. Search for us, In Poor Taste, on Facebook. We're not on Twitter yet, but I'm sure I'll get an account for that sometime. So I don't know why I'm plugging what I'm not on.
Oh, unplug your plug.
Let me unplug that. Okay.
Wrong socket. I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to go back into the podcast. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, you went farther than I did. We got to line back up again.
We got to line it back up.
There we are.
All right, we're good. All right, I think we fixed the technical difficulty there, folks. So this one should be out on time, hopefully, despite us rewinding and fast-forwarding in the podcast.
Dumbest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We could have damaged the tape that we tape on.
Yes, sensitive.
Yeah, it's very thin, filmy stuff. All right, so check us out online, and I think you already know.
What is it?
If you cast it, they will pod.
lost him. Well, nope, that's Broy. That's Bro Doctor. Dr. Bro. All right, hang on. All right. We lost him, brah. Time of death, 420. Shaka. Dude, this dude's the coolest dead guy ever.
We will bathe your weasel angel in the little waggy woggle as a waddle.
My 8-year-old boy cock.
Why did I drag my balls through it? I'm that little asshole from across the street. That's me now. Hey, you little fuckers. Hey, Dad. Your fucking balls are so goddamn saggy. The fucking dog bit them off and used them as a chew toy, you second. Fuck.
Fuck the listener. Hey.
The only listener.
Did you ever hear that little phrase, the listener's always right? I'll tell you a little secret. The listener's always an asshole. Oh shit, is this? Are you recording, J Pro? Fuck. It's listener game.
All right, start over.
Start over. All
We're right. coming back in. Okay.
In three.
Two.
What's after two?
That was the marker closing.
Can we get a marker in here? We don't even have a
These
marker.
These guys suck. Take 82. Okay, can we get it right this time?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Goddamn assholes, you better get it fucking right!
Is that the insult right kid's dad? What a dick.
I think so, yeah.
What a dick.
For some reason, he's directing this show.
What a dickhead.
Tonight.
Hey,
All right.
Why don't you go mow the lawn, asshole?
These fucking dicks suck. Take 792. Okay, we're gonna get this one right.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
Action.
Action me now. See what I did there? Moving on.
It smells like it smelled when I fucked your mom last night.
Sardines fucking.
I think it smells like two cats thundering. It smells like two fish having an orgy. So it's almost pretty much impossible because you need more than two fish to have an orgy.
Don't puke.
Wait. It's not coming out right.
Jesus. Do not puke into the microphone. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit, I just puked everywhere.
Welcome back to Health Talk. Eric is coughing and puking.